I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. A few months ago, I spent 3 days in Cape Town, South Africa. There is a mountain there called Table Mountain. It has a long, flat, level surface that gives it its name. Fog clings to it, or caresses it, or moves slowly across the surface of the top and cascades down the sides, like a slow waterfall. Watching so many variations of this fog mountain dance, I've come to understand that the fog and the mountain are animate, sentient, and that they mean something to one another. There is a far-reaching love of one kind or another that binds them in South Africa, so fractious and recent and deep. These mountains have been witness to so much suffering, so much struggle and change. This is true of mountains everywhere. If you look at them long enough, sometimes you begin to see faces, their expressions fixed, judicial, sometimes pained. Regarding them, I see how small and how temporary and how impatient we humans are. At times like those, I'm heartened to realize that the earth belongs not to us, but to them, and that they are masters of the long game, which they are playing even now at a glacial pace. What knowledge they've accrued is withheld from us. It's scaled to the mind of a mountain. I think what I've experienced in South Africa is a version of the sublime, a case of the vastness and majesty of the earth, inciting a mixture of awe, thrill, fear, and dread in the human mind. I think that's a good thing to feel. Better, perhaps, than the notion of dominance we often resort to, the urge to tame, claim, destroy, and domesticate the wild, beautiful spaces we encounter. It's a dangerous delusion to see yourself as the largest presence in a space where, clearly, you are not. Today's poem is Another Night at Sea Level by Meg Day. Written in letter form, it captures and seeks to describe that feeling of the sublime for someone who is far away. It's an instance of the human mind recognizing and respecting its own limits and being candid in recounting how that feels. Another Night at Sea Level by Meg Day. On the third day, I wrote to you about the sky, its elastic way of stretching so ocean-wide that the only way to name it was to compare it to Montana's. Lately, the sky is a ceiling I wake to, broad and blank and stubborn, stiff at the edges like a fever cloth wrung out and gone cold in the night, damp with the wicking of latent ache. But tonight, I was walking home along the coastline and caught the huge moon in my throat. There's a man somewhere on the planet who has been to that moon, who has stepped out of that sky and will never sleep the same because of it. Will always be sad or feel small or wonder how it is a person can be a person if being a person is worrying about things, whose eyes cannot see what things are, but only the slightness of them. I think of writing to you in this way, welcoming the adventure of it, and of being wrecked proper, of being ruined. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Hi, it's Micah, producer of The Slowdown. One of the best ways you can support The Slowdown is by starting a monthly gift. It's easy on our budget and provides reliable support for the show you love. Pledge to give $5 a month today, and you can pick one of our thank you gifts at slowdownshow.org/donate.